Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. Now, I got a lot that I want to discuss, and I dropped a pack of episodes that you could check out. But this particular episode, I would like to discuss self-sabotage, imposter syndrome, and the importance of fatherhood. And I'm going to use Ja Morant as a backdrop, because I think his situation perfectly captures all of these themes. And I'm about to go in, but before I do, please like the video, subscribe to the channel, and share this video with everyone that you know. So Ja Morant has been getting his name out there for non-basketball reasons. He recently had an incident with the Indiana Pacers where they accused him or someone in his team, right, or someone in his crew specifically, of pointing a gun with a laser at staff members of the Pacers organization. There's also a police report that he pulled out a gun on a 17-year-old. And recently, he was on Instagram Live at a strip club where he posted himself holding a gun. So based on everything, right, there clearly seems to be a pattern of behavior that he's exhibiting. And there are many layers to this subject that I want to cover. Now, the first element is self-sabotage. Now, he is living the dreams of billions of people worldwide, and it seems that he is on pace to squandering it away. Now, he has the potential to be great at his field of endeavor, but instead, he's choosing to live a life of ignorance and stupidity. And when you're doing stuff like this, you're standing in your own way by bringing unnecessary drama and attention to yourself. Now, right now, with where you are in your life, you're in a completely different social class and you're in a completely different place. So you need to drop the loser friends. You need to leave the street life behind, not that you were ever in it to begin with, and just focus on yourself and your future. Ja Morant has a lot at stake, from his career to having a daughter. Are you really willing to sabotage all of that just to show social media how real and street you are? Is it worth it? And this is the thing. Sometimes in life, we can be our own worst enemy and we could be our own biggest obstacle, whether it's the decisions or choices that we make or how we conduct ourselves. Sometimes the only thing holding us back is ourselves, and we can be our own worst enemy, and we need to be self-aware enough to identify that, understand it, and then correct it, so that way we don't have to be our own hindrance, because in life there are a lot of obstacles and a lot of challenges that you will face, that we will all face actually, and the worst thing that you can do is be one of those things. So, this goes back to the question that I asked. Is all of this worth it? And the honest answer is no, it's not worth it. And if you don't believe me, Ja Morant, you can go ask Michael Vick, who lost a lot of his prime years and millions of dollars over the mistake that he made. Aaron Hernandez threw everything away over his own stupidity, right? And I don't care about that Netflix documentary that came out discussing CTE and all that stuff. That is just their perspective of it. He was an idiot that made stupid decisions. That's the bottom line. And I don't believe Ja Morant is an idiot. I just think he's young. And at this point, he needs proper guidance. And there are a whole host of athletes that we can sit here and name that threw away their potential over stupid things and things that are trivial. And just like Ja Morant, right, with the issues that he's having right now, all those people have no one to blame but themselves. They stood in their own way. And oftentimes, it's not promoted or even encouraged to ask ourselves basic questions before making any decision. Questions like, what will happen if I do this? What are the consequences? How will this affect my life? What do I have to gain? What do I have to lose? Will this have an effect on my family? These are examples of basic questions that we need to ask ourselves before making any decision. Now, Ja Morant has gotten suspended for 2 games, and he put out a statement apologizing, saying the following: I take full responsibility for my actions last night. I'm sorry to my family, teammates, coaches, fans, partners, the city of Memphis, and the entire Grizzlies organization for letting you down. I'm going to take some time away to get help and to work on learning better methods of dealing with stress and my overall well-being. So there is some accountability there, which can be a positive sign. Although this statement was put out by his PR team, but he deactivated his IG account, which is good. Social media does good, but there's also a lot of BS that comes with it. And staying away from it for extended periods of time can be very beneficial for a person. But all the people that he apologized to in that statement, those are the same people that he needs to think about before making decisions. Because first and foremost, when we make bad decisions, we hurt ourselves, right? But in the process of hurting ourselves, we can also hurt others as well. And that's why when the stakes are higher, we have to be more sound in our actions and decision making. And this applies to everybody. But this speaks to a larger issue, right? The issue of wanting to have street credibility, or proving ourselves to be street, or proving to be real. It is an unfortunate plague that exists, especially and particularly in the Black community. Now, I'm sure you guys, or at least most of you guys, have seen that clip with Michael B. Jordan calling out that chick that used to call him corny in high school. Now imagine, he was a young student. He had a couple of films under his belt at that time, right? He was also a part of The Wire, and he was going to school with his headshots, and he had a positive vision for his life. And the girl and other people in his school, they called him corny as a result of that. But if he was walking around acting like he was some kind of degenerate thug who had no future, she would have said, yeah, he's a real one. That guy is so cool. And it's a backwards thinking that exists. This stupid pressure makes young men feel like they have to behave a certain way in order for them to get respect. And this is partially why Ja Morant is behaving in the manner that he is. He wants to get street credibility from his friends, from the degenerates on social media, seeking after their validation. And all of these people, quite frankly, are irrelevant to him, or they should be irrelevant to him. He's placing too much importance on them and their opinion when they don't matter. And quite frankly, it's not worth it, right? But this imposter syndrome that people are faced with at different stages of their life, and unfortunately for him, it's happening at a time when he's a professional athlete who has a lot of notoriety and attention on him. So Ja Morant is struggling with this right now. And I hope that he can actually get the help that he needs. And he's not just saying it for the purpose of a statement. You know, sometimes getting professional help with a psychotherapist just to have these conversations and to give him some perspective could be beneficial for him. And all of this harkens back to the importance of having Black fathers. Now, T. Morant, I give him credit and respect for doing his job in raising him and propelling his son to great heights and getting him to the NBA. But now you need to be his father, not his friend. You need to guide him, educate him, and lead him. But it seems he is too caught up in his own son's hype that he is just trying to go along with him for the ride. But Ja Morant doesn't need that. He needs his father to be in the driver's seat, instructing him and giving him perspective. Now, you would hope that Ja Morant's father himself is not dealing with his own form of imposter syndrome, or he is caught up in a mentality that is not conducive for being able to lead his son. At the end of the day, you're a grown man and you are his father, so it's time for you to start moving like it. Now, Ja Morant, he's a human being. And like all of us, he has his own shares of struggles and battles and obstacles that he is facing. Now, in one of my books, actually, my most recent one, Quarantine Thoughts, I said in it that most of us, or if not all of us, we will reach a point in our life where we will have to navigate a certain road alone. And no one else will be able to help us on that journey. It is going to come down to us. We will have to ask ourselves the tough questions, make those tough decisions, and we have to really look inwards at ourselves. And eventually life will bring us to a point where we will no longer be able to blame others and run from accountability. Reality will force us into a position where we have to confront ourselves and be honest with ourselves. There's moments where I've been there. Some of you watching this or listening, you may have been there. Or at some point, you will get there. But I believe Ja Morant is there right now. And he needs to ask himself, do I want to be an NBA superstar? Or do I want to be in the streets? Now, this whole situation kind of reminds me of something that Carmelo Anthony said once about David Stern. Now, here's a clip of them, and this video is fair use. Here we go.
Anyway, long story short, David Stern suspended me out of everybody 15 games. Everybody else got like 6 games, 7 games, shit like that. And I go speak to him, like, why you do me like that?
What did he tell you?
Man, your rap sheet.
A rap sheet?
Man. Look.
NBA rap sheet.
Mm-hmm. NBA shit. You want to be in the streets or you want to be in the NBA?
Mm-hmm.
This is what he told you.
In his office. You want to be in the streets or you want to be in the NBA? You fucking with a corporation now.
Yeah, you're doing stop
snitching. You're going to leave. You're going to leave that alone. I know who you with. I know where you live at. I know where they live at. I know when you close your eyes. I know when you wake up.
Bam.
So I'm like, you know, and I know what they doing. He's telling me. I know what they doing. Mm-hmm. Either tell them to stop or you got to cut them off. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, like how the fuck?
So Carmelo Anthony found himself in a similar plight as Morant. He was doing documentaries, posted up in the hood, toting guns, right? And this is something that we see that is predominant in the NBA and NFL because they are majority black leagues. And this form of imposter syndrome primarily affects young black men. But for Morant, you really need to check yourself. And you need to ask yourself these questions, or at least think about this. Who are you? Who do you want to become? Where do you see yourself going? Do you want to have a documentary one day honoring your accomplishments and your character? Or do you want to have one talking about what you could have been? Do you want to live a life of regrets and shame? Or do you want to live one of honor and integrity? Now, we all must check in with ourselves, and we must take constant inventory of who we are and where we're going. And Ja Morant is no exception. No amount of money, fame, or power will hide us from this reality. If anything, it will only amplify it. But that's all I got for this episode. Be sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and you can also check out my 4 books. The link will be in the description. Until next time.